Roxbury Community College is looking for a new president, a leader whose first job will be to restore the school's integrity. Roxbury Community is currently under investigation by three separate entities. The state auditor is looking into allegations of financial mismanagement. The Federal Department of Education is following up on claims the school failed to report crimes on campus. And the school's new board of trustees has hired a former U.S. attorney to investigate both these issues and the conduct of the college's former president, Terrence Gomes. WBUR's Monica Brady Myerov reports that Roxbury Community College is trying to move forward in the midst of all these investigations.
One look at the cafeteria, and you can see how Roxbury Community College has faltered over the past few years.
Well, the cafeteria door is locked, but I can see through the window that it's a very large room with a pretty sunlight and a nice mural with a lot of cafeteria tables. But no access.
A couple of years ago, the school closed the cafeteria and temporarily rented the space to the U.S. Census. It hasn't been reopened. Instead, earlier this month, an outside caterer started selling hamburgers, fries, and other food out of what looks like an old office. Two nearby classrooms serve as makeshift dining rooms. Roxbury Community College, or RCC as it's more commonly known, opened in 1973. Some say the fact it doesn't have a cafeteria or large lounge for its 2,700 students is indicative of the problems it needs to correct. Among them, a slightly declining enrollment at a time when other community colleges have seen growth, a local community that feels alienated, and a faculty that's nervous about the future. Its past two presidents resigned in disgrace. Terrence Gomes stepped down in June and is accused of improperly dispersing financial aid checks, not reporting crimes on campus, and giving administration pay raises at the expense of other campus needs. Roxbury's interim president, Linda Turner, says the school is already fixing these problems.
This fall, the checks will go out on time. It's important that we correct this. Some 67% of our students come here on some sort of financial aid. We have completely revamped our crime reporting system.
Turner has a background in higher education and new product development in companies such as Whirlpool. She's drawing on her business experience to turn around the school.
Let us go out and sell us on what we do well. Okay, the anticipated growth with the new life sciences areas, partnerships with industries and corporations, there's a lot starting to really get kicking.
Roxbury Community College is planning to build a life sciences center so it can double enrollment in related courses. In April, it received $20 million in state funding for the center and for upgrading two other academic buildings. RCC has a strong nursing program where 100% of its graduates pass the practical nursing exam. RCC is spread among several buildings along Columbus Avenue. They're connected by outdoor paths. Taniqua McDonald started here when she was still in high school as a dual enrollment student. She says this college environment doesn't feel any different than high school.
I just hope the school can improve more in the administrative roles and then make it more welcoming and open to people in the community to feel comfortable coming here. A lot of people don't feel comfortable coming here because of the environment.
The school plans to build more places for students to hang out with their laptops and meet in small groups.
We felt like the students were the least valued individuals on the campus.
Sadiki Kamban runs the community group Friends of RCC. He says the culture needs to be overhauled.
The student center is virtually vacant, and we think that that's symbolic of the treatment of the students there. You know, if you go to UMass Boston, they have a gleaming facility there that let the students know how important they are.
Kamban adds the school's neighbors feel excluded.
The biggest piece that's been missing is what we consider to be community. There's been a real sense that the community, quote unquote, in many respects, was not even welcome over there.
Interim President Turner says she's addressing this issue. Boston area businesses really want RCC to succeed because they need trained workers, says Neil Sullivan. He's executive director of the Boston Private Industry Council.
Because we're going through such a transformation in our Boston economy where we are looking for not merely high skill in the workforce, but very specific skills, only community college at the higher education level is positioned to do that education and training in a way that is swift and nimble enough to meet the needs of employers.
Workforce training is one focus for the school, but many of its students come to get an associate's degree and then transfer to a four-year college. That's where there's some tension. The state is pushing to make community colleges concentrate on certificate training programs, and that doesn't sit well with the faculty, according to Eric Enteman. He's been a professor of math and physics at RCC for more than 30 years.
Those students who graduate, most of us like to see them transferring to another school to finish up a bachelor's degree rather than trying to get a job right away.
Enteman is concerned this focus could be lost amidst the school's current problems and ongoing investigations. New legislation allows the state to have more oversight and authority over its 15 community colleges, such as RCC. But Sullivan of the Private Industry Council sees the school's problems as an opportunity.
This is really a blank slate, and it needs to be elevated. This has to be among the top five priorities for both the governor and the mayor. And it's hard to get on both of their lists.
The state will play a role in picking the new president of Roxbury, as well as a new leader for Bunker Hill Community College, whose president is retiring at the end of June. In the past, there have been murmurs of merging RCC with a much larger Bunker Hill. But those closely involved with Roxbury Community College say that's not on the table. Instead, they say the state wants to turn the school into a model for all community colleges. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.